Yiwu is home to 2 million people, with an estimated 1 in 4 hailing from other countries. Yiwu is best known for its international trademark, a world-famous wholesale market for small commodities. The so-called exotic street is just a few kilometers away from the wholesale market. Many restaurants and stores on exotic street are foreign operated.
Where are you from?
I'm from Egypt.
My daughter.
My wife is Chinese. From Dubai.
Somali businessman Abdul says his business has become much easier since the Belt and Road Initiative first became active.
Before, when we send the goods from EU to England, it takes too long. But now they said it only takes about 18 days, 16 to 18 days. So that means, it's very helpful.
Jordanian businessman Mohamed has been running a restaurant on Exotic Street for 15 years. His restaurant claims itself as the first Arab restaurant in Yiwu.
We now have many goods shipped to other countries by railway. Some foreign people even made direct purchase from us here or ship their goods to us.
In November 2014, China Railway Express that departed from Yiwu began reaching as far as Spain's capital, Madrid. The ease of transport is also helping overseas Chinese nationals. Xu Dongyong, who's been doing business in Spain, is now considering taking his business back to China.
When the trip arrived in Europe, the news went viral among our overseas Chinese nationals.
As night falls, Exotic Street is seeing the start of its busy time. Many business owners migrate to Exotic Street after a hard day's work to unwind.
It will definitely boost China economy, definitely will support Pakistan economy. Pakistan will position will become like Singapore.
So Nepal is too much impressed from Chinese infrastructure. So Nepal is expecting from China that China come to Nepal and make infrastructure in Nepal.
And Brazil is very proud of it because China is growing a lot and we can be partnered now. It's very important to our country as well because China is growing so much and it's taking the world together.
Hami from Iran has been doing business in China for 14 years, mainly exporting small commodities to the Middle East and Europe. He's among those who says trade between China and Iran has been expanding in recent years thanks to the Belt and Road program.
As a foreigner in China, my feeling can be summarized in a phrase, win-win. In this scenario, both sides can win and promote common development.
For CRI, this is Guan Chao.